Welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, showcasing programs from the golden age of radio. I'm your host, Mark Levonier, with you for an hour of comedy. Later on, we hear the Jimmy Durante Show, but right now it's Wednesday with You, hosted by Harry Von Zell. This is the first broadcast as part of a summer series, taking over for the Eddie Cantor Show on vacation. When Cantor was on his break, he was leaving behind a Wednesday night audience of 21 million listeners, many of whom tuned in for his announcer, who hosted the program, Harry Von Zell, in this NBC broadcast from June 27, 1945.
Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and True Shave, the beforehand lotion, presents Wednesday with You, starring Nora Martin, Freddie Martell, Leonard Seuss, the orchestra, and yours truly, Harry Von Zell.
Ladies and gentlemen, through the generosity of Eddie Cantor, the members of his radio show are on their way to a vacation with pay at Eddie's Mountain Lodge. Here they are, driving to the resort in Harry Von Zell's car.
Is this the right road, Harry?
I think we should have turned at the junction.
No,
Are you sure you know where you're going?
Sure.
Harry, you're going too fast.
Listen, kids, please, let me do the driving and you stick to your music, huh?
Harry's right, boys. He drives, we sing.
Yeah.
And I'm starting right now.
I'll join you, Nora.
Okay.
So fast?
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows. With every sigh, I become more mad about you, more lost without you. And so it goes. Can you imagine how much I love you? The more I see you as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be true. My arms won't free the more
I see you, the more. Oh, believe me, that's what I like, kids. Everybody relaxed, everybody having a good time.
We're off on the vacation Eddie promised.
Yeah. And Mr. Cantor's off on a hospital tour.
Yeah, Leonard, and you should have seen him trying to catch that train after the last broadcast. They gave him two motorcycle cops as an escort, you know.
Gosh, he must have attracted a lot of attention.
Yeah, well, who wouldn't, running between two motorcycles?
Yeah. Gee, isn't that Eddie Cantor a great guy?
Oh, Freddie, he certainly is. Eddie doesn't even want us to worry about money, you know. Well, the last thing he said to me was, Harry, I'm Eddie Cantor, your pal. I always have a full wallet, and I don't ever want to hear about you needing money.
He did, Harry?
Yes, sirree, that's what he said. Harry, if you need money, I don't want to hear about it.
Now I get it.
Oh, you get it now.
Harry, how can you say that? Well, Mr. Cantor has given us such a wonderful vacation.
Well,
and with pay.
Think of it. Paying us for having a lot of fun and letting us use his lodge in the mountains.
Yeah, say, Harry, do you like the mountains?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Lots of swimming, lots of girls.
Yeah.
Lots of hiking.
Yeah.
Lots of girls. You know, when the wind blows, I stand high up on a hill. Boy, what fun.
Watching the girls.
Yeah, no, flying my kite.
Oh. Me, I'm going to take it easy this summer. Just laze around.
Doing nothing at all, Freddie?
Well, Nora, I took along some books on botany, and I'm just going to study nature.
What did you take, Nora?
Only a bathing suit.
What are you laughing about, Harry?
Looks like I'm going to be studying nature, too.
Harry?
Well, don't take me seriously, Nori. I'm carefree as a kid. What a vacation. I won't lift a finger. I'll have a sumptuous breakfast served in bed. Orange juice, cereal, bacon, eggs, potatoes. And when I'm through with my coffee, I'll just fall back on my pillow and think.
What do you think about, Harry?
Lunch.
Gee, breakfast and lunch in bed. Well, how about supper?
Yes. I'm going to get up for supper.
Well, why?
You don't think I'm going to lie there with all those dirty dishes, do you?
We don't have to worry about dishes, Harry. Mr. Cantor told me he has plenty of servants.
Servants, uh-huh. Yeah. Well, they'll have to work very quietly.
Oh?
I want to listen to the buzzing of the bees, the babbling of the brook, the twittering of the birds, the chirping of the crickets. Hey, I'm getting out of here.
What's the matter, Harry? The
place is too darn noisy.
Oh, Harry, stop your clowning.
Okay.
Gosh, this is a long trip.
Well, I'm glad we didn't take the train. It's only right that civilians should give up their seats to servicemen.
Yes.
Oh, I always do. Once I gave my seat to a soldier.
Uh-huh.
Another time I gave my seat to a sailor.
Well, Natch. Yeah. They're supposed to get traveling priorities, you know.
Well, who was traveling? My girl and I were sitting on a bench in Griffith Park.
No.
No benches for me, Mr. Seuss. The thing I like best is hiking. I just love to get off by myself on a mountain trail.
Oh, that's dangerous, Nora.
Oh?
I got lost once on a hike, and I had to send up some smoke signals.
Hmm.
I gathered some twigs, built a fire, then I threw a blanket over it, and then it happened.
What?
Burned a hole in the blanket.
Well, so what?
So what? The Indian was still in it. So what? Also burned a hole in the Indian.
You did? No.
Oh, you're a great help.
Oh, don't say that, Fred. Harry Von Zell is always ready to lend assistance.
With interest.
Oh, yeah? Well, suppose I was swimming and went out too far.
Well, all you'd have to do is yell, help, help, and Harry would be right there.
He would?
I would?
Why, certainly. He helps millions of people every week. Don't you, Harry?
I do?
Don't you?
Oh, yes, Leonard. Why, sure I do. I tell them when they wake up in the morning with that sick and headachy feeling due to the need of a laxative to take a glassful of sparkling sal hepatica. For sal hepatica taken then brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. That means you don't have to risk feeling miserable all day waiting until night to take a laxative. And besides this quick, gentle relief, sparkling sal hepatica gives you another advantage.
This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So tonight or tomorrow, get a bottle of sal hepatica. Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then, whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better, thanks to gentle, speedy sal hepatica.
Nora, here we are.
All out, everybody. There's the sign, Cantor's Cozy Cabana.
What trees.
What scenery.
What a dilapidated dump.
So this is Cantor's Cozy Cabana.
Yep. Looks more like Popeye's Pediculous Pigsty. Nora, do you see what I see?
I don't see anything.
That's what I see. Umbriago. Umbriago.
All the windows are broken.
The paint is worn off.
The roof is caved in.
Oh, we can't sleep in that place tonight.
No. Well, we'll have to build a log cabin. Look, fellas, tree chopping is a three-man job. Fred, you chop on one side of the tree, and Leonard, you chop on the other.
But Freddie and I are doing all the chopping. How does that make it a three-man job?
Who do you think is going to yell, timber?
Boys, maybe we'd just better try sleeping in the lodge tonight. Tomorrow, we'll all pitch in and start cleaning up the place.
Cleaning up the place.
I think Nora's right. Let's make the best of things.
Best
sure,
of things.
Let's go into the house and start to work.
Start to work. Oh. Oh. Listen to that. Joint even reminds me of Cantor. It's old, decrepit, and what's not falling apart, creaks.
I'll admit it looks bad, Harry, but with a little hard work, we'll get this place into shape.
Yeah, well, I'm... Yeah. Whose shape, yours or mine?
Harry,
Well, don't. I'm willing to work. You know that. But listen, we'll take it easy tonight, though. But tomorrow, everybody gets up early. You hear? Mm-hmm. Leonard, at 4 a.m., you milk the cows.
Okay.
Fred, at 5, you gather the eggs.
All right.
And Nora, at 6 a.m., you go out and churn the butter.
Okay.
And remember, mm-hmm. I don't want anybody back in this house before 10 o'clock.
Why not?
I'm a very light sleeper, and you might wake me up.
But really, I...
You look, well, look, you'll love the place, Miss Leslie. It's grand. It's wonderful.
But look at the broken windows.
Yes, what a view. On a clear day...
And that broken stairway.
Oh, we slide up and down the banisters.
Oh, really? I don't think that I...
Oh, look, Miss Leslie, this is like a vacation with pay. Fishing, hunting, hiking, swimming. And there's a picnic right down the road.
A picnic?
Yeah, I just saw two ants going that way.
Need a rest.
Uh-huh.
All right, I will stay.
Oh, good. I really think you like the atmosphere around here, Joan. You know, at 4 o'clock in this resort, everything stops for tea.
Oh, that's lovely and so unique.
No, not unique, Joan. In stores throughout the country, millions of women are stopping for tea.
In stores?
Certainly. They demand T-R-U-S-H-A-Y. These women know that spells touche, the beforehand lotion.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the tea you drink.
Now, where did you ever get that idea? Really, touche is the new idea in hand lotions. A creamy, fragrant lotion designed to help keep hands soft and lovely. You see, touche is the beforehand lotion. You use it before you do dishes or tub your undies. And touche is so effective that it will help guard your hands even in hot, soapy water. Touche is wonderful, too, when used as a powder base. And it's perfect to help keep your legs soft and smooth, particularly in the summer when the skin has a tendency to dry. Why not begin today to use Touche? Hey, wait a minute. Where's that music coming? Freddie, will you stop fooling around with the radio?
Oh, no, please, leave it on. That's George Gershwin's song, The Man I Love.
Say, Joan, that's right. You played in Warner Brothers' picture of Gershwin's life, didn't you?
Yes, Harry. As a matter of fact, Rhapsody in Blue is being premiered at this very minute in New York.
Yeah, I saw it at a preview here a little while ago, and honestly, you were wonderful as Julie Adams.
Thanks.
Look, we can't be in New York, so would you do something for us, Joan? As Julie Adams, tell us the story as you do in the picture of the man you love.
All right, I'll try.
Well.
Brave young world of music and laughter, I met and fell in love with George Gershwin. Had I known then what I learned in the years that passed, through the nights I cried myself to sleep, and through the weeks I wept away, I would still have loved him. He called for me just before he died, and I came to him with all my heart. It was enough for me that my name was on his lips. And if in the end he really loved me, somewhere, sometime, I will know it. Julie, George once said to me, when our feet were on the rungs and our eyes were on the stars, Julie Adams, we'll climb to the top together. He meant it, too. But George Gershwin climbed much too fast. He spread his wings and he took to the sky, and there was nothing and there was nobody who could hold him. His love was as ephemeral as the dream he lived in. And always it was the dream that held him closest. Music was his world. Melody was his life. And though he held my hand and came to me for comfort and praise, I always knew that love would have to wait for another tomorrow. I waited, watching success, money, and fame come to George. I waited, listening to his songs and trying, oh, so hard to find in them the answer to a dream of my own. And sometimes I thought I heard it.
I found the happiness I've waited for.
behind us. The day you're mine, this world will be in tune. Let's make that day come.
In the tumult of triumph. Was this the love in George Gershwin's life? Was this what he wanted more than anything else? I thought so for a while. So when he made up his mind to study in Paris, I was almost glad to see him go. To be near him and yet not be a part of him was completely unbearable. And then George came back. And with his new composition, American in Paris. And with Christine Gilbert. Oh, I shall never forget the moment they walked into the room together. She was so beautiful, so radiant. And George, in his eyes was all the warmth and tenderness I had yearned to see. But again, they were not for me. Only when our friends gathered around George at the piano, called me to sing, did he realize I was there at all. And the song he chose for me broke my heart.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable. Embrace me, you irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grew tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the tears in me. I love all the many charms about you. Above all, I want my own.
Gershwin out of my life then. Forever, I thought. At last he had found his happiness. Forever, I thought. But Christine went away. And when George in his sorrow came to me, I sent him away too. For at last I knew George Gershwin belonged wholly to his music. Blinding sheets of pain. The lightning and thunder of the conflict within him seared his brain and stopped his fingers. And worst of all was the agony of fear that he would never write music again. So I took my heart in my hand and came back to George Gershwin. And he was glad. But it was late. It was later than he thought.
And that's all of the program that has survived from radio's yesteryear of Wednesday with You from June 27th, 1945 on NBC, a summer replacement for the vacationing Eddie Cantor. It's an hour of comedy on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. And now it's the Jimmy Durante program with special guest Dorothy L'Amour from April 7th, 1948 on NBC. In that year, she was featured in three motion pictures, Lulu Bell and The Girl from Manhattan, both co-starring George Montgomery. And she was part of the Oscar-winning motion picture On Our Merry Way with Jimmy Stewart, Henry Fonda, Paulette Goddard, and more. This next episode first heard on NBC on April 7th, 1948.
Good health to all from Rexall. From Hollywood, it's the Jimmy Durante Show. Yes, 10,000 Rexall drugstores who carry the complete line of top-quality Rexall drug products bring you the Jimmy Durante Show with Peggy Lee, Roy Bargy and his orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, yours truly, Howard Petrie, and our special guest this evening, Dorothy L'Amour. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Rexall's prescription for a pleasant evening, the one and only Jimmy Durante, in person.
Start off each day with a song. Now, even when things go wrong, you feel better, you even look better.
Oh, it's terrible, it's horrible. I just can't stand it.
Please, General MacArthur, what happened in Wisconsin was not my fault. And now from a second number I'll sing. There's a story the gypsies know is true, that when your love wears golden earrings...
Yeah, go on. What happens when your love wears golden earrings?
It's time to find out who gave them to her.
Ah, Schnoz, I've never seen you so happy. What's the cause of all this gaiety?
It's inevitable, Howard. You can't help me. That's what it says. It's inevitable, Howard. You can't help being jolly when everybody is nice to you. Why, this morning on the bus, I gave my seat to a little old lady, and as she sat down, she grabbed my nose and said, "As long as you're standing, I'll hold your bundle." Chivalry is not dead.
Durante the politician, always mingling with the people. But, Jimmy, do you think it's wise for someone running for office to openly support another candidate?
What do you mean?
Well, look at you. You're wearing Dewey buttons all around your waistline. Are you supporting him?
No, he's supporting me. My suspenders are busted. If the Dewey buttons give out, I'm in trouble. All I got is a Hoover button holding up my undies.
Well, Jimmy, now that your name is on the ballot, I suppose you'll start campaigning in earnest. What's the main plank in your platform?
Howard, I got an idea that'll non-compass your mentis. If I'm elected, I'm going to move all the men out of the state of South Carolina, move in nothing but women, and appoint myself honorary governor.
But, Jimmy, if you did that, you'd be the only man among 10 million women.
That's what I like, even distribution. Durante, you must have been reading Oliver Twist. You're full of the Dickens tonight.
You sly old snaz, you. You never overlook the ladies, do you?
No, Howard, but I'm sorry to say the situation is very vice versa.
Oh, really?
Why, in my set, I'm known as Jimmy up to the girl's doorstep, take him out, bring him back, and nothing happens in between Durante.
Wait a minute, Jimmy. You trying to tell me that you aren't the gay dog with the girls that I always thought you were?
Listen to this little happenstance, Howard. This morning, I was whipping up a batch of ginger snap cookies, and it just dropped in the turtles, which makes them snap. I love that one. When I discovered I had no cinnamon to sprinkle on top, so popping the cookies into the oven, I dashed out to the store. On my way back, I was walking along the road when a big car pulled up beside me, and I hear a voice which said,
"Going my way, muscles."
No, my muscles. No, my muscles are going my way. It's getting so a boy isn't safe on the streets anymore.
Now, don't play hard to get. I knew you were interested the minute you looked at me.
How could you tell?
Your eyeballs change sockets.
Well,
But hop in. You know me. I'm Hot Breath Houlihan. And I wouldn't harm a hair on your head.
That's what they all say, but look at it now. You let them run their fingers through it, and they start taking home samples. If it's all the same to you, I'll walk. Please, madam, I'll thank you not to follow so close behind me. That raccoon tail tickles.
Ah, come on, honey. Get in.
All right, if you insist. I know I shouldn't do this, but it might be fun finding out why.
That's the spirit.
Say, nice car you got. What make is it?
Cadillac Hydromatic.
Got a nice pickup?
You're the third today. Why don't you move a little closer?
I like myself medium, not well done. Uh-oh. What happens now?
Have you heard of the Marshall Plan?
Yes.
Well, I've got a better one.
Now, look, I gotta get home. I got cookies in the oven.
Forget your cookies. I'd like to try a little, experiment. Here. Well, what do you think of that?
If you could put it up in boxes, it would outsell does.
Now, don't move away, button nose. Here. Hold my hand.
Nothing doing.
Why not?
Because if I hold your hand, you'll want me to put my arm around you. And if I put my arm around you, you'll want me to kiss you again. And if I kiss you again...
Yeah?
First thing you know, the cookies will be burnt.
God, Jimmy, what an experience.
To an ordinary person, yes, Howard, but not to a man with my psychology. I'll explain what I mean. If you're not a millionaire, be I multimillionaire, but don't complain. Make the best of it. If you can't be vice president, then just be the president. But don't complain, make the best of it. And if you got a maiden butler and you can't afford a chauffeur, forget it being clover. Things are bad all over. If you haven't got a new car, just an old 47. Keep smiling, don't throw a fit. Don't save up for a rainy day, 'cause if it rains now, fellas, what fun is it to spend your dough on raincoats and umbrellas? If you haven't got a mink coat, settle for an ironman. But don't complain, make the best of it. You know, folks, I'm really being sincere when I say don't complain. Why, today everybody's spending more money to find out how they can pay less money and still have more money than people who make less money after the government finishes taking away more money. You know, I could go on like that for years, but it would only lead to ignorance. Why, this year I tried paying my income tax with a smile, but they're not accepting smiles. They want money. Naturally, I sent them a check because I once heard that failure to pay your taxes can lead to a condition known as the salmon sickness. Up the river, but not the spawn. So if you can afford a house, settle for a mansion. But don't complain. Use your brain. Don't complain. Make the best of it.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Yes, you can be sure that more than 2,000 different drug products are pure when they bear the name Rexall. For the familiar name Rexall stands for purity, quality, and reliability in a complete line of drug products. It's no wonder that Rexall has won first place in the medicine cabinets of millions of American homes. So, for any and for all of your drug needs, always buy Rexall at Rexall drugstores throughout the nation, where 25% of America buys its drug products.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Well spoken, Howard. When you talk like that, you throw me with your mellifluous esophagus.
What did you say, Jim?
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
Tell me, Jim, is it true that Dorothy L'Amour is coming over tonight?
If she isn't, I rubbed life buoy behind my ears for nothing. Ah, Dorothy L'Amour. Every time I see her, I want to run up to her and... What was that?
I said,
Very pretty, but what does it mean?
It means we just can't tolerate this sort of thing in radio, Mr. Durante. I'm Mr. Trivers, the censor, better known as vice president in charge of... That's dirty.
Please, Mr. Trivers, our scripts are pure. Twice a day, our writers are dumped in penicillin.
Oh, good gravy, Mr. Durante. It isn't your scripts, it's the way you do them. Last week in your love scenes, you were breathing heavy again. Heavens to Betsy, you embarrassed the whole Middle West.
Look, Mr. Trivers, I can't help the way I breathe. My nose was built for volume.
Well, but couldn't you try breathing through just one nostril?
Don't cramp my style. When I do a love scene, I use boat barrels.
Well, you either have to do it our way or stop breathing altogether. Remember our motto. If you can't keep it clean, keep it...
Yes?
That's all. Just keep it.
With him as the censor, I'm surprised they let John have another wife. And so, as the moon of Malakura sinks slowly behind the hills of Pismo Beach, a lovely native girl rushes to the water's edge, and looking up with tear-drenched eyes, she murmurs...
Aloha. Aloha.
Aloha?
I just got here. There's no sense in saying goodbye, huh?
Why, it's Dorothy L'Amour! Dorothy, seeing you again fills me with more joy than the tinkle of the good humor wagon. What have you been doing with yourself?
Oh, same old thing, Jimmy. And in Hollywood, a girl gets so bored out every night with men that are tall, glamorous, exciting, debonair. I'm tired of going out with that type of man.
You are?
Yes. What are you doing tonight?
I know there's a million good-looking guys, but I'm a novelty. But, Dotty, you and I are made for each other. Can't you picture us on a desert island, living an exotic, lazy life beneath the banana trees? Just you, me, and Lana Turner.
Lana Turner? What's she doing there?
Somebody's got to peel the bananas.
Well, I love your proposition, Jimmy, but I'm so tired of those desert islands. I've been in so many of those island pictures.
Well, you mustn't give up, Dottie. Where there's life, there's hope.
That's the trouble. Where there's hope, there's another island picture.
Well, you shouldn't feel so bad, Dorothy. You aren't on an island in your latest picture, Lula Bell.
No, and I loved it, Jimmy. It's the first time I ever had a love scene where I didn't have to say, Ooga Booga Nooga. In Lula Bell, when George Montgomery takes me in his arms, I say, no, I'm not going to let you ruin my life. I'm going away. Away, do you hear me? Back to that cabin and the boy who gave up everything for me. Sorry, Jimmy, it just had to come out.
I know, but in that dress, where were you hiding it? But enough of this foul derail, Dorothy. I have a momentous question to ask you. The reason I pronounced that word, they symbolized it. Would you consider being the first woman president of the United States?
Hold on, Jimmy. I'm not a politician. In most of my pictures, the only thing they let me do is sing and dance the hula.
Dottie, you may not be a politician, but what Senator Pepper would give for a shaker like you. Oh, I love that salty dialogue.
So do I.
Wait a minute. Don't take my word for it. Let's get the opinion of one of the fairest of the fair sex, Peggy Lee.
In person. Hiya, Peggy.
Hi, Dottie.
Hey, what's the big discussion about? What was it that you kids wanted my opinion
on? Well, I think that...
Oh, Peggy, Jimmy wants me to run for president of the United States.
Sure, in my opinion,
well, I think a woman president would be wonderful. You could put curtains on President Truman's new balcony.
Well, how about...
Yes, and I'd have the inside of the White House done over in gold and black and the outside painted chartreuse. Oh, how wonderful. It'll just match that new dress you've got.
How about the taxes?
Please, Jimmy. Yes, will you stop interrupting?
How do you like that? She ain't even elected yet, and already free speech for men has been abolished. Besides, Dowdy, you haven't even told me whether you'd accept the presidency as my running mate.
I'd do anything for you, lover lips.
It gets around, it gets around. When you get back next week, Victor Moore, it'll be your turn to use that line. But, Peggy, will you give us a little vocal interlude and we'll continue this discussion tutti sweet?
All right, Jimmy. I'd like to do But Beautiful. And I'm thinking of you.
Flatterer.
Love is funny, or it's sad, or it's quiet, or it's mad. It's a good thing, or it's bad, but beautiful.
Rexall original 1 cent sale starts a week from today, so don't you fail to shop at this Rexall Jamboree and take the advice of our Peggy Lee.
At Rexall's original 1 cent sale, you can save dollar bills by the peck and pail. This kind of shopping you'll sure enjoy at Rexall's original. Take it, Roy!
2 for the price that you pay for one, plus a penny more, and it's a lot of fun. A week from today, come and say, gimme, gimme, at Rexall's original. Take it, Jimmy.
At Rexall's original 1 cent sale, you save your dough on a stupendous scale. It helps put inflation back on the skids. At Rexall's original, take it, kids.
At Rexall's original 1 cent sale, the bargains there are big as a whale. And that quite effectively tells the tale of Rexall's original 1 cent sale.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Well, Well, Jimmy, I've been thinking it over. Instead of running for vice president, why don't you run for the presidency?
I can't. The Constitution says you got to be a natural-born citizen of the United States.
Well, how does that make you ineligible? I happen to know that you were born in New York State.
That's right. I was born in New York State, but my nose lopped over into Canada. It made my childhood rather difficult. I had to get a passport to sneeze. But, Donnie, I'm going to prove to you that this country is ready for a woman president. We'll take the question right to the people.
All right, Jimmy, where do we start?
Just follow me. Is the gang ready, Peggy?
All set, Jim.
Come on, Donnie. We'll take you on a road you've never hit before. Let's go. Any state in the 48 is great.
The 48 is great, and any state is a reason we should celebrate.
We ought to celebrate and we'll take a tour so we find out for sure if Daddy Lamour has a chance. It'll be grand on the platform we stand on.
Beauty and love and romance.
We've a magic carpet to take this trip.
We pull a string and away we rip.
Well, gang, how do you like my magic carpet?
It may look like a magic carpet to you, Jimmy, but to me it looks like the rug those jitterbugs have been cutting all these years.
Yeah, it is kind of beat. That's why I call it my insomnia rug.
Your insomnia rug?
Yeah, it hasn't had a nap in years.
Oh.
I got a million of them. Any state in the 48 is great.
There's a bit of salt water in the breeze.
That looks like a boardwalk down there. Folks, it's our first stop.
Say hello, if you please, to the saltwater breeze
in Atlantic City.
Take a walk on the pier. Ain't you glad to be here
in Atlantic City?
You're sure to go daffy about saltwater taffy out here in New Jersey's playground.
See Mr. America and Miss America.
This is the town where they've crowned
Atlantic City.
Go on, Jimmy. Take Dottie down to see what Mr. America thinks.
Atlantic City. Strolling along the boardwalk reminds me of my youth, Dottie. When I had quite a physique. Why, even today, when I get mine into my bathing suit, I got a 96-inch chest and a 10-inch waist.
Jimmy, in a bathing suit, you have a 96-inch chest and a 10-inch waist? How's that possible?
Loose halter, tight shorts.
Well, speaking of physiques, look at this fella. He must be one of the candidates in the Mr. America contest.
Yeah, talk to him and see what the muscle mob thinks of a woman president.
Okay, Jimmy. Pardon me, sir. Are you a candidate in the Mr. America contest?
Yeah. Ain't I pretty?
This guy's got more muscles in his little finger than he's got in his whole head. Well, look, gorgeous George. We're conducting a survey and would like to know what you think about having a woman president.
Well, to tell the truth, I never give it much thought before. Matter of fact, I never give nothing much thought before.
I see.
I spent 3 years developing my arms, 4 years developing my legs, and 5 years developing my chest. And all that time, my head was going to pot.
If he had a longer handle on it, it wouldn't make a bad presto cooker.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not talking about just any woman for president. I'm talking about Dorothy Lamour.
Oh, Dorothy Lamour.
Yeah, tell me, Strongheart. What would you do if I decided to run?
I'd chase you. I ain't that dopey.
Any state in the 48 is great.
Mind your manners, folks. We're heading for a very sophisticated spot.
Is that a golf course in front of that house?
Let me see. No, that's just the front lawn.
We bid you welcome to Palm Beach.
In Florida, where skies are sunny.
So sunny.
Our home's out of date. Here it's called an estate.
And the farmers raise nothing but money.
It may or may not be out of your reach, but nevertheless,
it's Palm Beach.
Now, you and Daddy, mind your manners down there, Jimmy. That's mighty high-class territory.
Hey, Jimmy,
What are we doing here with all these women?
Not so loud, Dottie. We're at a club meeting of the swankiest woman group in Palm Beach. Listen, the president is going to make a speech.
How do you do, club members? Here's a bit of news that simply scrumptious. We've just given away the dozen 1947 catalogs that belong to the club. We had to give them away. The ashtrays were full.
I wish I knew where this gal throws her old diamonds.
Let's approach her, Dottie, and see how she feels about having a woman president. Pardon me, madam. My name is Jimmy Durante.
How delightfully bully. My name is Mrs. Nottingham Dash, Rottingham hyphen Upjohn comma, small V, big D, DeVere the third.
With a name that size, you don't need towels. You can dry yourself on the monogram.
Well, pardon me, but we have a question.
Yeah, how do you, of the upper crust, feel about a woman president?
Well, I'll refer that to our treasurer. Tell me, Gwendolyn, what do you think?
Well, I think that the idea of having a woman president is just too ducky, and who knows how far it could go. We can have a woman vice president, a woman secretary of state, and an all-woman cabinet, Supreme Court, House of Representatives, and a Senate, and all in all, I think it might turn out to be a very wonderful idea.
Thank you, Mrs. F.P. Boom of Lexington, Kentucky. Any state in the 48 is great.
Where are we heading?
Right to the place that can answer our problem.
There's the big White House. We must be here.
We're in Washington, D.C. It's a whirly gig.
Full of every big wig and power. Men of the hour.
We'll find
investigations.
Legislation.
Congressmen.
Ambassadors.
Secret meetings.
Close the door.
Well-known faces.
Famous places.
Political, critical.
Washington.
Well, there's the seat of the nation, Dottie. See if they're willing to get up and give it to a lady.
How do you like that? We landed right on the steps of the Capitol.
Yes, and look who's coming down the steps. That famous political commentator, Gabriel H.V. Kaltenheater.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Ah, there's good news tonight.
This guy don't let his left tonsil know what his right tonsil is doing.
Well, tell me, Mr. Kaltenheater, what do you think of the idea of having a woman president?
Well, your guess is as good as mine. And frankly, a gust gives me juice pimples. However, if we could reach a gentleman's agreement, we could all jet together and give the girls a glorious send-off from the Geographic Center of New Jersey to the Golden Gate of California.
Jimmy, this jai is giving me the creeps.
Yeah, when he started out, I was bewildered, but now he's cleared it up to a confused muddle.
Well, I got a job now. Goodbye.
Yeah? Goodbye. Dottie, there's only one way to get a conclusive answer. There's a group of distinguished-looking men standing in front of the White House. Let's ask them.
All right. Gentlemen, what do you think of the idea of having a woman president?
It's out of the question.
Ridiculous.
Fantastic.
Unheard of.
I strongly oppose it.
Thank you, gentlemen. And what are your names?
MacArthur.
Taft.
Dewey.
Stassen.
Truman.
Any state in the 48 is great.
Atlantic City.
Palm Beach.
Washington.
You can travel north, south, east, or west.
No matter where you are, you know that you've been blessed.
It's great.
Wonderful.
Marvelous.
Stupendous.
Any state in the 48.
Good health to all from Rexall. We hope you're feeling fine. So always call for Rexall where you see the Rexall sign.
Remember, the Rexall original 1 cent sale starts a week from today, Wednesday, April 14th, and runs through Saturday, April 17th. Thousands of Rexall drugstores from coast to coast offer you two Rexall items for the price of one plus 1 cent more. You can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Touché, Howard, and I'd like to add, I do my shopping at a Rexall store at the 1 cent sale and a furthermore. Hombre algo, he prefers them too. We buy Rexall, that's all. How do you do?
Well, Rexall for tonight, folks. Next week we'll be back with Victor Moore, Peggy Lee, Roy Bargy, the crew chief's quartet, yours truly, Howard Petrie, and
Jimmy Durante in person, who says, thanks, Dorothy Lamour, for coming over tonight.
This program is produced and directed by Phil Cohan. Good health to all from Rexall.
Good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
The Jimmy Durante Show on Tuned to Yesterday from April 7th, 1948 on NBC. And that closes this hour of comedy on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark LeVernier. Thanks for tuning in. ¶¶